Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. Today we're talking about Joshua chapter 3. The Israelites are about to cross the Jordan. What they've heard about for generations, I'm going to give you a land. You live in houses you didn't build. You eat from vineyards you didn't plant. I promise to bless you. Today, they're about to possess what they have heard about for 400 years. Their great-grandfather heard about it. Their grandfather heard about it. Their father heard about it. They've heard about it. But now, we're about to go possess it. And so, we're in Joshua chapter 3, crossing the Jordan. Verse 1. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord God, of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Step about a half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves for tomorrow, for the Lord will do great wonders among you. In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the ark of the covenant. Lead the people across the river. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. The Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. And they will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. Give this command to the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan, take a few steps into the river and stop here. So Joshua told the Israelites, come and listen to what the Lord your God says. Today you will know that the living God is among you. He will surely drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Havites, the Perizzites, the Gergesites, the Amorites, the Jebusites ahead of you. Look, the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord, and the whole earth will lead you across the water river, the Jordan River. Now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priest will carry the Ark of the Lord, the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream. The river will stand up like a wall. Verse 14, so the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. This wasn't a little river. There's a lot of water this day. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water, the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away in a town called Adam, which is near Zechar. The water below the point flowed down to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry when all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed over the Jordan on dry land. And what a day that must have been. What a sight it must have seen. Now, they've seen stuff. They've seen all the miracles, the 10 plagues. They've seen the crossing of the Dead Sea. I mean, they've seen a lot of stuff. But here it is again. The same God who's done all that is still with you. He's doing great things. So, woo, what a day. The priests walked in the water. The water stopped. And as soon as the priests who were carrying the ark, their feet touched the water, it stopped flowing. It started backing up above them. Down below, it just kept flowing down to the sea, and the riverbed became dry. And so they crossed over during a flood season. During flood season, they crossed over in dry land. The Jordan River dried up where they crossed over. The priest stood in the middle with that ark, and the water backed up, and it flowed down below them, and it dried up, and the people crossed the flooding Jordan River on dry land. God is still God. He's still doing great things. Thanks for listening today, guys. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.